News. I'm Laura Winters. At the White House, President Biden weighing in on the United Auto Workers strike in Detroit.
No one wants a strike. Say it again. No one wants a strike.
Union workers looking for a 46% bump in pay, the three auto companies offering around a 20% increase in wages.
The outer bands of Hurricane Lee hitting New England right now.
The Cat 1 storm with 80-mile-an-hour winds expected to hit Maine and Canada, areas like Nova Scotia and New Brunswick. Wind and coastal flooding expected, along with power outages. Hawaii Governor Democrat Josh Green dealing with the aftermath of the deadly wildfires in Maui. He has revised the number of people killed to 97, with about 31 people, he says, that are still unaccounted for. To politics now, former President Trump blasting the special counsel Jack Smith for asking a judge to limit his statements on the 2020 election case in Georgia. With additional developments pertaining to Trump and the indictments, we turn to USA's Dave Collins.
Former President Trump is denying accusations he asked a Mar-a-Lago staffer to delete security footage sought by federal investigators in his classified document case. In an interview with NBC's Meet the Press, Trump called the charge false and noted that no tapes were ever deleted.
When they asked for the tapes, I said, sure, they're my tapes. I could afford them. I didn't even have to give them. Just so you understand, though, we didn't delete anything. Nothing was deleted.
He said he would be willing to testify to that under oath. Trump is facing 40 criminal counts related to obstruction of justice and alleged efforts to keep classified material after leaving the White House.
Jews in the United States, Israel, and around the world celebrating the holiday of Rosh Hashanah this weekend, the start of the new year. Traditionally, those who celebrate eat slices of an apple dipped in honey to represent the hope of a sweet new year. This is USA News.
Meet Joe A, Joe B, and Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year, which means...
Wait, hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait! Unlimited first-year cash back match, only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.
Detectives in New York City blaming our wide-open southern border and an endless supply of fentanyl coming across for killing a child. Police in New York City say a one-year-old boy is dead and three other children, including a baby girl, are in the hospital after eating the drug at a daycare center in the Bronx. Firefighters responding to the scene wearing breathing equipment, as initially it was believed they were responding to a carbon monoxide leak. Detectives still trying to figure out who brought the drugs into the facility. New Hampshire Governor Republican Chris Sununu weighing in on the current candidates who will be debating on September 27th at the Reagan Library, USA's John Schaefer in Las Vegas reports.
Sununu telling Fox Digital,
if you don't make the first couple debates, then you probably have to have a tough conversation and get out of the race.
Five of the GOP candidates fell short of the Republican National Committee's qualifying thresholds for the initial debate. Miami Mayor Francis Suarez, one of them, halted his campaign after not making the stage.
But I think by the time you get to the end of December, you'll have five or six different candidates going into Iowa, maybe three or four coming into New Hampshire. And if that's the case, huge opportunity for the Republican Party.
The upcoming Fox Business-hosted debate is scheduled for September 27th at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library in Simi Valley, California. I'm John Schaefer.
And stay with USA News for the very latest as Hurricane Lee hits New England right now. It's a Cat 1, but weakening as the outer bands approach. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-413-6441. 800-413-6441. 800-413-6441. That's 800-413-6441.